from It's All About You, Live the Life You Crave, page 195, 3 dang nears about dinner. Dang near everything will go in a tortilla. Dang near anything will go in a crock pot. Dang near nothing will please everyone. I love those.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
I love the crock pot too.
Oh.
I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Welcome to Momstown 365. I love those dang nears. We have some other great reminders and tips about dinner time and making it easy. But coming up first, head on over to momstown365.com and be sure to join us and our newsletter and our growing community of mom friends. Our newsletter is the shortcut to all the fun and shenanigans happening in Momstown. So be sure to sign up. And now the age-old, everyday, can't-escape question. What's for dinner?
What's for dinner? And you know, it's so funny. It's what's for dinner and what do I put in the kids' lunch bins to take to school?
Remember when we were talking to the homeschooling mom and she said part of the reason why she loved homeschooling is because she didn't have to pack lunch.
That's right. But she still had to feed her kids.
Yeah, but it was something about packing a lunch every day. That's very daunting.
Yes. And going through the different types of, you know, things that they would carry, or if they would be in a brown paper bag, or remember those organic bags with the paper sandwich holders instead of plastic.
And then not wanting to give them peanut butter every day, so you make sandwiches, and then you're like, okay, but do I put mayonnaise in? That's gross.
Totally gross in the summer.
Oh, golly.
So then I just bought them lunch at the school.
Well, food is one of those things that eats at us every day.
Well, and trying to come up with something different that everybody will try to like is not easy.
No.
Or variations. Portia was super picky. So basically, and she still is, I give her elbow macaroni with butter and Parmesan cheese, and she's happy.
That's so great.
I know.
You know what? And here's the thing is, moms, then we take on the guilt of, okay, they have to have their fruits and their vegetables. And true. But at the same time, we need to take a lot of the pressure off of us because dinner time comes every single day and television shows can simplify it or romanticize it. But television shows have production teams.
Exactly.
Somebody and they have someone doing the dishes.
Yes.
They have producers and prep people and food stylists.
Well, and I remember the pediatrician saying, yes, your children will survive on peanut butter and jelly every day.
I honestly ate peanut butter and jelly every single day of first grade.
You did.
I did. I think I turned out all right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know,
there. Yeah,
you know, and I was something show.
One of nine, and I had we'd all 11 of us would be around this big long table for dinner.
I can't even imagine.
Right, 5 on one side, 4 on the other, and mom and dad.
Oh my gosh!
And I was named the human garbage disposal because I would eat the last of the food from everybody's plate because I ate everything.
You did?
I did. I ate everything.
You're such a good little eater.
Yeah.
My dad would sit next to me because there was only the four of us, and then he would sit next to me because I don't like peas, and I still don't like peas. And my mom would always put like 5 on my plate.
Just to bug you.
Yeah, and then I would just like, my dad would sit there, and he's like, okay, push him over here.
Would he really?
Oh, yeah, he'd eat all 5 peas.
And your mom was none the wiser, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Nothing gets past mom. Okay, so
we have some tips on how to make dinner time easier, if you care to make dinner time easier. Our first one is one of those tips that goes for dinner and it goes for everything else in life. As far as Mary and Heather are concerned, better done than perfect.
Better done than perfect. You know, I make popcorn fresh in the on the stove.
Yes.
And one time I kind of burned it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I like this. It's a little more crunchy. So now I do.
Ate the whole thing.
Yep. There are no mistakes,
no,
right?
No, better done than perfect. It doesn't have to be a chef-inspired meal every single day. And people who are taking pictures and Instagramming their pictures of their dinner table, you know what I mean? I don't know.
No, not me.
Are we just old, tired moms?
Yeah, right? Well, attitude in the kitchen, number 2.
Yes.
I say embrace your style. Like, I'm a very fastidious cook. Like, I pre-chop everything and place it. Mm-hmm. So then when I actually go into motion and putting things on the stove, mm-hmm. and then there are people, you can see the flour flying and you can see the kitchen sink being stacked up with pans and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
So both of us can be made fun of if that's the case.
But you know what? It's just attitude is about, goes back to that old saying, we get to make dinner. We don't have to. So if you go into dinner time thinking, oh my God, I have to make dinner and what a drudgery and blah, 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 then it's going to be, you have to do it and it's going to be drudgery.
Well, and also food tastes better when it's cooked with love.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's so, like if you really like, I really want to make something for you.
Yeah. So you get to. Yes. Mom, dads, sometimes dads. I do have a one friend, we were joking around yesterday about, she was in the kitchen and he's like, what are you doing in the kitchen?
Yeah, exactly. You're making me nervous.
He's the cook. You know what I mean? So dinner gets done by somebody in the house. Most often it's mom's. So anyway, that's why we say better done than perfect and attitude in the kitchen. Plus, this is one of my favorites, music in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Turn on that little, what's the wireless thing? Sonos. We have one of those little Sonos speakers. And so we can play our music through a Sonos.
Got nothing.
Is this just like an ad for Sonos? Anyway, however you pipe music into your...
If it's your cell phone.
Maybe it's in your head.
Alexa.
Maybe it's in just your headphones or whatever.
Exactly.
Your earbuds.
If the song you picked is not giving you that energy boost, then you got to change the song. Because the whole point is to just bring that lightness, that energy of joy.
Yeah, and having music, having music going when you're cooking changes the dynamic completely.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting ready for a party every day.
I like that.
Yeah.
And if you need help setting the table, maybe some of that chopping stuff, ask for it. Somebody like Portia, help me out here. And then before you know it, we're having a conversation.
Yes.
And she's not even looking at me as much. She's doing her task. But we're together.
And they want to be asked for help. It gives them, you know, everybody needs purpose. And kids, just even asking them to do not chores, but just asking them to help gives them a purpose and function in the family, too.
Right.
Not just sitting there waiting, rubbing their bellies for dinner to start.
Laying on the sofa.
Okay, the last four here are acronyms. LOs, leftovers, always work.
Yes, they do. I had roasted some small potatoes and onions and bell peppers for breakfast yesterday, mm-hmm. and I had some left over, so I heated them up today.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yeah, and if you're going to cook something, cook it enough for two dinners.
Yep.
And then just save them, maybe you just do them the day after.
Yeah, but with four boys in your house, that doesn't work. Everything just goes right through.
I know.
I mean, they eat it fast.
There's a lot of food in the house. Still goes through. They're all back from college right now, so there's a lot of food flying through my house. All right, MREs.
Meals with real effort. Okay.
In the military, they're meals ready to eat.
Yeah, but these are the meals moms? Try to avoid these at all costs, okay? You don't need to do this, people. You don't need to do it. Unless it's like Thanksgiving. That's once a year.
Yeah.
Holidays. I love that. I'm like, feel like a rock star on Thanksgiving.
MREs for the holidays.
Okay. DAG.
Dad at the grill. Always a welcome sight.
Love that.
Yeah. Anyone at the grill.
What is that? 70% is taken off your shoulders?
Yeah.
He gets to do the rest? Perfect.
Done.
Okay. EFTs.
Everyone fend for themselves.
You know where the fridge is.
You know where that box of cereal is? Nothing wrong with a bowl of cereal for dinner every once in a while.
Okay. Oh, this is so funny. Gracie Allen's classic recipe for roast beef.
I know. It is one large roast beef, one small roast beef. Take the two roasts, place them in the oven. When the little one burns, the big one is done. I love Gracie Allen.
She was awesome.
Yeah, if you're a younger mom, go check her out. She was married to George Burns. It's a long time ago.
Yes, we're dating ourselves.
I know, but so much fun. All right, Momstown 365, be bold, be creative. We're here for you every single day.